Hello, and welcome to the News Cycle. I'm Jihan Moon, and I'll be your host for today. It's Monday, January 18th. Following the January 6th raid on the U.S. Capitol, Davis High teachers had to determine how to discuss the event with their students. This week, I talked to two DHS social studies teachers about their approaches to this discussion. Kevin Williams teaches race and social justice and AP U.S. history. He interrupted his lesson plans that morning to inform his students about the event. Speaking of the events of January 6th, how did you approach talking about those events in your classes?
Well, the interesting thing was the events of January 6th happened during class, during fifth period. And so my class was watching a video and I had clicked on CNN and I saw it and I was like, all right, we got to end the video right now and just kind of scrap the rest of the lesson plan and tell them that they need to watch. You know, I didn't really know that much. I knew the Capitol was under attack. And I said, kind of watch that for the rest of the day. The next day we came back and I basically just opened it up to a discussion through chat saying, you know, go ahead and type in what you're thinking, what you've heard. Let's try to debunk anything that's not true. And let's talk about the significance of what we've seen. And I really kind of actually fear a little bit for you guys, Jihan, because your high school years, you're under a danger of getting jaded to the fact that major historical events are happening and you might like literally go, well, that one's not as big as this one, so it doesn't matter. And I don't think that's going to be where January 6th lies. The other thing I think that's dangerous for you guys is that one thing happens after another, and I think our memory bias is getting so compacted. Like you go, wait, oh, that happened 2 days ago, and it's gone. It's out of our memory. And so I really talked with them about remembering the past and don't lose sight of this is one part of the entire story.
Have there been any past events while you've been teaching that you have approached in a similar way to discussing as you approach January 6th?
Absolutely. 9/11. I remember really kind of having to balance. I mean, it's different. Obviously, you're dealing with things differently, but really, I wasn't tiptoeing, but really kind of like balancing the idea of let's talk about what happened versus your emotions, because that's a completely different set of things. And I mean, Jihan, I mean, the whole last 4 years, almost at least once a week or bi-monthly, there's been an event where it's happened that I can look back as someone who's, you know, lived longer than my students, but also studied history a little bit more and said, this is significant, this is important. And I can relate it to historical facts, but I've got to be careful in how I do that because I don't want to frame it as I'm right, you're wrong. So I would say the entire Trump era it's been very difficult for me. I mean, and I mean that like on a personal level. Oh, how is it to teach and not be able to say 90% of what you think? It's 10%. I just have to say, you know what? I'm going to tell you what this is because I'm telling you as a history teacher, not as someone who wants to shove liberal ideas down your throat. But there's so much that I won't say because I know that it's going to be perceived, and maybe rightfully so, as biased and as one-sided. But there's points, and January 6th was one of those where it's like, I don't care how you think this sounds politically. We need to draw a line in the sand and say these types of actions, and January 6th was one of them. There are other things. I drew the line in the sand when he made that comment about John McCain, and I'm not necessarily a pro-military guy, but it's like, who are you? Who are you to say of someone who fought in Vietnam when you didn't, that being Trump, and who could have gotten out of a prisoner of war camp, but chose not to stay with his men? I've developed very, very, very little patience, not for ignorance, but for when someone's ignorant and does not want to see facts. That's what I have little patience for. We're all ignorant. We can all learn stuff. But if you just don't want to learn or you don't want to listen, then that becomes difficult for me. But yeah, all of those events have been things that, I mean, my whole teaching career, I mean, the Clinton impeachment, all, it's been a series. It's kind of weird to think that in 28 years, we've seen this much, but maybe that's normal. I don't know. It doesn't seem normal. Maybe like if you were living through the Depression and World War II, your life seemed like one big history book. But besides that, I don't know if there's been a longer stretch of time of just significant historical events, one after another after another.
Like Williams, DHS teacher Kristen Swanstrom initiated a conversation about the raid with her economics and world civilizations classes.
Could you expand on like how you talked about it in your classes?
Yeah, so it was a little different in both my classes. The sophomore class, I saw in the morning, and we had talked since basically, you know, our first day of the quarter was November 2nd, I believe. The second day of the quarter was election day. And so we had been talking about, you know, the election and the electoral process, that, you know, the electoral college is not just everybody vote and count them up. And so at each of these steps, these kind of four stages, the general election, and then when the states certify their votes, and then the electors at each state level go to the state capitals and cast ballots in early December. We talked about that. And then this was kind of the third phase of the electoral college votes being counted. And then the last phase, of course, being next week when President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in. And so we've been kind of talking about that process. When my sophomore class ended, the kind of event of the day had not started. Whereas in my senior class, it was, you know, it was happening. People are chiming in on the chat as they're watching and getting news online that, you know, they've breached the Capitol, there's, you know, tear gas or whatever. And so that was much more of a, I just kind of called, you know, people were so distracted, there was not going to be any progress on understanding fiscal policy that day. And that was okay, right? We wanted to sort of, you know, for me as a teacher, to be there to kind of moderate, right? And that's sort of where I see my role, is that of, let's take questions. What are you seeing? What are you hearing? You know, I think with the various social media that people are seeing and hearing different things at different times. And so we kind of tried to talk about leading up before the breach was, which the breach happened maybe halfway through class, as far as I could tell. I wasn't able to follow the current events and do the lesson. I've said, oh yeah, this is happening today. And then it was like, you know, students chime in, did you hear what's happening now? Like, they're storming the Capitol. And like, wait, what, really? And so trying to just take it in and have, you know, moderate that conversation. And then we took a little time the next day to kind of talk about what had happened and how it ended. Again, me trying to see, what did you hear this happen? And then I try and, you know, okay, well, this is what the Constitution says, right? Yeah, people on social media are saying this happened in the Vietnam War. Like, that's not, no, the U.S. Capitol was not breached during the Vietnam War. Trying to correct misinformation when it was clear, and then moderate the conversation. And I think it's going to be an ongoing conversation. You know, I think what's sad to me, there's so many things about the event that are sad, but we've seen, and this is my 18th year teaching, I've seen a big push away from civics systemically in that time. I found that students are far less likely to engage in dialogue and discussion and debate in the classroom. I think we've done a really good job of instilling into students that, hey, what you say online, you know, your post, your comment, it could follow you forever, right? And that's true. So you should be careful of that. But it's also, I think that in some ways has made it a lot harder to have, you know, real good class discussions, because people don't want to say something offensive. They even if they're just not sure if it is, you know, they, oh, I heard this. That conversation doesn't happen in the same way. I would say in the last 10 years, it's been a lot harder.
The news cycle is produced by the Blue Devil Hub in collaboration with the Davis Enterprise. Katrina Hawes and Jihan Moon are the producers. Our theme music is by Daniel Ruiz Jimenez. Thank you for listening. See you next week, Davis.